Prepare headphones, so put up with me here for a second. Thank you very much. Welcome to Shooter's Corner. You want to call in? I'm giving you the numbers right up front. 458-8255. That's the number to call in. Feel free to call in. My number, 388-3149. Don't call that number during the show, but call me if you got input. And hang on a second. There we go. Call me if you got input or you got subjects that you'd like to cover on the show. Okay. I think we'll do the weather report first. That's what Joe likes to do. I had minus 69 degrees Fahrenheit. 69 below freezing this morning at my house. Says we're gaining 4 minutes a day. Well, that must be at night when I'm asleep because I sure don't see it. If this is your favorite time of year, I'd like to share your meds. And I wish they had. Sorry. Too bad they don't have vehicle meds for the no garage bunch like my Jeep. Should have seen her this morning when I went to start her. Anyways, cold and dark, but we're gaining daylight, 4 minutes at night. Okay, let's go to our sponsors. Hang on a second here. Kudo our sponsors. Frontier Outfitters, 253rd Street, Old Piggly Wiggly. Rogers Auto Repair, 4640 Dale Road, out by the airport. RV, Arctic RV, 3013 Pegger. South of the expressway, right on the corner, 30th Ave, right that first road. Auto Trim Design, 2550 South Cushman, the big American flag. Joe's listening. Here's the safety rules. Always keep the gun pointed in a safe direction, number one. Number two, always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Number three, always keep the gun unloaded until you're ready to use. Remember, treat every gun as if it's loaded. All right, let's talk about, and Joe's book. Hey, still for sale. Remember, every dime goes to the University Rifle Team. Frontier Outfitters has got them. Alaska Ammo. Side Mall at the Bentley Mall on College Road, they got them. Knapp Cutlery behind Sampson's off Philofield Road, he's got them. Remember, it's not just an autobiography. It's an autobiography. He uses the autobiography to illustrate an inspirational book. The Wisdom on Shooting will make you a better shooter. Okay, let's talk a little bit about old business. No, wait, let's drop back a little. I made myself a note to tell you. Think about the coldest you've ever seen it in Alaska. I have minus 69 degrees below freezing at my house this morning. But when I first moved to Alaska in 1960, I lived in Tok. And Joe woke me up one night in the middle of the night, drug me out of bed, and dragged me to a window. And he said, "Look at that." And I looked outside, and there was a Taylor thermometer nailed to a tree. And it was reading minus 80 F. This was before they had the sea on the other side. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, yeah, all right. And Joe's saying, remember that. You will probably never see that again and never see it lower than that again. Well, it's 2020. He was correct. I'm glad he drugged me out of bed to see it because I can say I have been in minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Back in the day, before they had plug-ins for cars, as I grew up in Fairbanks, you might remember the Catholic families all had kids, one in every grade in Catholic school. One of the reasons was because you had to have at least four kids to keep your car running. You had to go out every 2 hours and start your car and let it run for 15 to 20 minutes. So you can bet that the parents weren't getting up and doing it. The kids were getting up and doing it. And I can remember doing that. My shift came, whatever time it was, 2 hours, went out, 20 minutes, started the car, came back in. Somebody else covered 2 hours later. I also remember in the news back in those days that everybody had a way of doing it. The hibachi group, they used to think that was a good idea until they burned up a bunch of cars. Now they don't do it that way anymore. Herman Nelson's as well. Okay, enough about the weather. Let's do a little bit of old business. Last week, I was hearing different in my headphones than you were hearing over the radio. We fixed that today. I hear now what you're hearing. And that was why the phone call thing didn't work out for the first couple of phone calls. We got that squared away. You could hear the guy talking. I couldn't hear the guy talking. And at the end, people say, hey, how come you picked AC/DC's Thunder to be your closing theme song? Well, what do guns do? They thunder. And so the theme song at my theme song at the end grows in volume as I'm leaving the air. And that's what was happening last week in my earphones. The volume on Thunder was raising and raising and raising, getting louder and louder and louder. So as I was signing off with the safety rules, like I usually do, I was also raising my voice to match it. And I was timing it for the last one when I said always was when Thunder hit. Artsy. I thought it was a classic till I found out that's not what you heard. All you heard was the screaming, not the timing in with the thunder. And so the feedback I got, people were calling and say, you know, you're pretty serious about those safety rules, and it must be an inherited thing because, man, you were just screaming at us at the end. So now you know what was going on. The rules were really important. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Okay. Let's get on. And I like that. I like it when you do that. We'll do that again today, too. Get ready for it. Okay, let's get on to a little bit of new business here. If you've been watching the radio or the TV, here's a little bit of the stuff that's in the news that should be concerning you. Number one, there was, I think it was out of Oregon. They were talking about... I'm pushing the Hunter Ed class as we speak here, the CCW and the Hunter Ed class. Somebody was taking sound shots and forgetting what was beyond. And that's an easy way to shoot your hunting partner off his four-wheeler. And then there was another one where some lady standing in her driveway getting ready to get in her minivan with her kids took a 9mm handgun round into her neck and killed her. That was New Year's Eve. And so the big to-do was somebody is shooting on New Year's Eve. Well, a lot of people shoot on New Year's Eve, but you're not supposed to shoot in a straight line at the neighbor's house. And so I'm just pushing this. Hunter Ed class covers all this. CCW covers all this. This is the kind of stuff that gives us a bad look. All the anti-gunners jump on this. All right, the second thing I saw in the news, the Marine Corps, God bless my beloved Corps, first ones to say law enforcement personnel, Marine law enforcement personnel can now carry concealed in civilian clothes on base. So there won't be any shoot 'em ups on the military bases, which people find hard to believe. You've got a military base with all these Marines or soldiers or airmen, Coast Guards and Navy guys. I mean, this is what they do for a living. And somebody gets on there and shoots them all up? No, not on the Marine bases anymore. Marine base, law enforcement, MPs, and I'm not so sure about the rest. Well, I think if they have a concealed carry permit, they're certified, they can do it too. It's one reason no bad guys ever picked a Marine Corps base. Notice that? They don't ever shoot a Marine Corps base up. All right, and the third thing that was in the news, Virginia. If you've been watching the news, Virginia just elected an anti-gun governor, an anti-gun Senate, and an anti-gun House. And the first thing they did when they got sworn in, which was just a day or two ago, was they put a whole bunch of House bills in, anti-gun House bills. And, of course, in the news, they, you know, read them all off. And, I mean, some of it was just hardcore. It's just heading for confiscation and elimination, et cetera, et cetera. But when they got to the end, they also stuck in a red flag law. Now, I'm going to read fairly quickly a red flag law quote horror story. And this is why you should be concerned about red flag laws. Virginia is doing it. They're ahead of California on this. Go figure. They're way ahead of the curve here on anti-gun. Those within the gun control movement who like to blithely ask, what's the worst that could happen with a red flag law? Look no further than what happened to Steve Nichols. September, Nichols, 84-year-old Korean War vet, retired police officer, summarily fired from his job at a school crossing guard in Massachusetts. Worse still, Nichols' guns and firearms license, which he had since 58, were seized from him from the broad Massachusetts red flag law. His crime? He was overheard worrying in a diner that the local school's resource officer was routinely abandoning his post to go buy coffee. This might lead to someone taking advantage and shoot up the school. Critics of the red flag laws have long argued introduce subjective criteria into the regulation of the Second Amendment. And so it came to pass. 84-year-old vet stripped of his job, deprived of his Second Amendment rights simply because a server at the diner misheard his conversation when he said, shoot up the school, rushed stupidly to judgment, and judgment, an appalling end of itself. But that the whole process was conducted without anything even resembling due process is frightening. When confronting Nichols, the local police department confirmed it had no intention of charging him, even as it stripped him of his constitutional rights, having been informed of his punishment. He was not asked to fill out any paperwork, given receipts for his guns or his license. So casual was the process, having been instructed on the spot to relinquish his firearms license, he simply took it out of his wallet and handed it over. Thanks to some overwhelming pushback from the community in Massachusetts, Tisbury, by the way, Nichols has been reinstated as a crossing guard, but he doesn't have his guns back. He hasn't been given back his firearms license, and the status of his confiscation is unknown. He's not been arrested, not been charged, not convicted. Misunderstanding that led him to lose his job, all cleared up. No small part because the community got behind him. There's a process in place for the restoration of his civil rights. Nobody knows about it. In the most recent interview, he said he believed he would be told to sell his guns. He said he would do so with the help of his son. If he's correct, that is, if he's forced to do, being punished for the rest of his life based on nothing more than an ugly misunderstanding. If that's the case, who among us is safe? Beware, red flag laws. All right. I hear it. I know you hear it too. Time to kudos some sponsors.
He always sings a raggedy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in his saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated. There is such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater.
Keep it here for more Shooter's Corner after this.
Get ready for winter with York Snowway Snowplow. Stronger, smarter, the most reliable plow in the industry. Snowway's wireless controls eliminate messy dash installations and provide the ultimate in-cab flexibility. Better yet, Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulics increase your plowing efficiency by 30%. The drive-in mount system hooks up in seconds, and their structural plow warranty is the best in the business. Stop by Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer near the airport on Dale Road, or call 479-6665.
Getting out to play in Alaska is a year-round activity. So before you leave home, make sure your trailer is ready to roll. Wheel bearings to wiring and lights. Have it serviced at Arctic RV. Motorhomes, toy haulers, campers, body work to appliances. See their huge selection of RV parts as well. Alaska plays rough. Make sure you and your RV are ready for it with Arctic RV. Book your appointment now. Rough it in style. Arctic RV, 30th and Pegger.
So far, it's been a very mild winter. Like I said, so far. Don't get caught with your knickers down around your knees, though. This is Interior Alaska. It will get cold, and it's already dark. So make sure to get scheduled for your auto start, your heated seats to warm you up, and Moose Lights to light the way today at Auto Trim Design. You live in Interior Alaska, so prepare for it. And as Bob says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
All the news you'll need in one place.
We should use every resource possible to make sure that message is loud and clear.
660 AM, 97.5 FM.
KFAR.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
All right. There's Ragtime Cowboy Joe. All right, we're back. I'm going to move on here away from that red flag law. Pay attention to what's going on down in America. It seems to find its way up here every now and then as well. So I'm going to step into a different area here. We're going to talk a little bit about what they're calling the aging defender. Since I am a geezer, I am allowed to call everybody else a geezer. And I know that some of Joe's listening audience are also geezers. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the aging defender. It's written by a doctor, and he's kind of coming from the angle of, hey, you got to take care of your whole body and live a healthy lifestyle if you expect some of what we're going to talk about to be less than what it was, what it can be or what it will be if you don't take care of yourself. But from the other part, from us actually doing it, he covers a few things that I think might be pertinent to the geezer crowd here. So, first off, age-related physical decline, inevitable. But there's ways for us to work around it, slow and circumvent it, through behavioral and equipment changes. I'm not going into the behavioral changes. We're all Alaskans. We're all hardcore. We're all tough. We do what we do. We live like we live, and we don't make too many changes. So I'll go more into the equipment part. Remember, criminals, they're not looking for a fair fight. Persons 65 years and older were the victims of property crime. Listen to this. An average of 1,796,000 plus times per year in our country. 1,796,000 times per year. And they're victim of the of a violent crime 136,000 times. This is every year. So elder victimization often goes unreported. So this is just the stats they got. They think it happens a lot more than that, actually what it does. So this was done up by a physical therapy doctor who's also the manager of the NRA's adaptive shooting program, which is on the Voodoo box. They give the address here. You can punch it up if you want. But let's move on. On a regular basis, I encounter people who are either not caring or not shooting entirely anymore due to their physical issues. I know people in town that are doing that. As they get older, they get weaker, their eyesight goes, et cetera, pretty soon. They're not caring all the time like they should. So when you find that your ability to effectively use a gun is being compromised, number of things that we can do. Modifying your techniques and modifying your equipment. That's where I'm going to focus on. As far as what you eat and drink and sleep, you'll have to deal with that yourself. So the three main age-related changes that typically affect your shooting: vision, grip strength, and arthritis. Let's go with vision first. The ability to clearly see your gun's front sight is paramount importance, and reconciling them quickly is vital to the successful defensive use of a handgun. I can vouch for this. I can't see my front sight without glasses. I've had to go to red dots and some of the other that we're going to talk about now. It's normal. It's natural. Don't stop caring. Don't stop protecting yourself just because you can't see the sights. For specific adaptations for your eyes, go to your optometrist. I assume you do that anyways. They can help you with your individual situation. Get eye exams. Regular exercise also benefits your eyes. Everything lives on blood supply, including your eyes. Get your blood pumping every day. This is the doctor part. Smoking, particularly harmful to your eye health. So quit smoking if you smoke. So if you're already suffering from declining vision, firearms modification will make the difference. And I know people that do this, including myself. Upgrading to high contrast, high visibility sights. That's what I have on my 357 SIG. Two glowing white dots in the back and a green fluorescent dot in the front. But they have a lot of different stuff out there. Everybody carries something. Find something that works for you, be it a red dot, be it a laser grip that, you know, puts a laser on the target. Iron sights that shine in the dark so you can see them. Whatever it is you pick that works for you, that makes a tangible difference, practice, practice, practice. They're talking about a glowing red or green aiming dot, mostly what we just talked about. And the holster makers now know what's going on, and they know their demographic. So a lot of them are making the holsters now that fit this for when you do it. Of course, you could always get decreasing grip strength. That's the second one. I know people who own a semi for personal protection. They don't use it anymore because they can't work the slide, or their fingers aren't nimble enough to put the ammunition in the magazine, or get the magazine in and get the slide pulled back, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, you could just get a revolver and solve that problem, which is what I do. Point, pull, bang, protected. get a revolver. If you can't work your semi. Although, if you do your grip exercises each day with your rubber ball and you're squeezing it, and you have a semi that you can work the slide, holding it close to your chest and using your shoulders and your arms to work it, rather than trying to use your fingers to work it. Anything to work the controls, maybe the safety lever is too small. You can't work that. You can't rack your slide, whatever. So do some hand strengthening exercise if you're going to stick with what you got. Learn how to do it. If you went to that Voodoo Box address, which is adaptiveshooting@nra.org, he covers all this, and he would show you all this. Remember, that's adaptiveshooting.nra.org. Especially if you're going to stick with that semi-automatic. You know, they actually make semi-automatics now geared towards the women, because of the women that were having trouble with the slides, that actually make it easier for the guy as well, because they're made specifically to slide easier. If you're having trouble holding on, your grip strength sucks, well, find it harder to hold on to your handgun. You can texture to the firearm. You can install a recoil reducing device. You can have port your muzzle. There's a lot of things that you can do. Texturing will help you hold on to it. Smith & Wesson and Walther, they both develop pistols with easy to rack slides. And at the bottom of that, it also says, all revolvers dispense with the need to do altogether. All revolvers dispense with the need to do so altogether, i.e. get a revolver. We got a phone call. Let's take it.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. You're on Shooter's Corner.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Hello, Joe. This is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
If you can hear me, I'm curious what you do with our shotguns or any other guns that we may have, revolvers. In this extreme cold weather, if you're moving your weapons from place to place, do you have any suggestions on when you bring them into a warm place and how to store them to keep them, like, in a dry cabin? Do you keep them cold in a cupboard or in a gun case? What is the best way to store our guns in this weather? Thank you.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you for the call. And this is one of those situations like I talked about on my very first show 4 weeks ago. I will get together with Joe over the off week, and I will get an in-detail answer to that question. And when I come back next week, I will go ahead and answer Julie's question. Thank you for the question, Julie. Okay. Third thing, arthritis. 54 million Americans got it, including me. Arthritis attacks the joints of the hand particularly severely. So if you're an arthritis sufferer, you know that gripping a pistol is like holding the handle of a jackhammer wrapped in barbed wire. So there's a long history of effectively using exercise. There's the doctor guy again. He says get exercise. But generally speaking, the smaller the diameter, the greater the demand on the joints. So switch to a gun with a larger diameter grip or utilizing a replaceable back strap system. Grip sleeves help. Anything to make the grip area bigger will make it easier for you to do that. Again. What? No worries. All right, theme song. Let's kudo some sponsors.
You can now find the legendary KFAR on the FM dial at 97.5 in full stereo. The heartbeat of Alaska.
Fox News. I'm Kathleen Maloney. The House expected to vote on a non-binding measure limiting President Trump's ability to take further military action in Iran without congressional approval. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham with this reaction to the War Powers resolution.
I thought the War Powers Act is blatantly unconstitutional. I've said that for decades. No matter who is president, You can only have one commander chief.
Democrats still not convinced that the killing of Iran's top general was the right move. The president again strongly defending his decision to target General Qasem Soleimani in a drone strike.
We caught a total monster and we took him out. And that should have happened a long time ago. We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy.
The president speaking during a press conference at the White House today. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A U.S. Coast Guard antenna technician convicted of murdering two co-workers in 2012 at a Kodiak, Alaska communications station has been sentenced to life in prison. 68-year-old James Wells was convicted in October of killing electronic technician First Class James Hopkins and Richard Belial, a civilian. Prosecutors say no one other than Wells could have escaped detection by security cameras, committed the murders, and fled within 5 minutes. Prosecutors say Wells concocted a false alibi that was disapproved by investigators. Alaska State Troopers say a Delta Junction man sought on a warrant was shot and killed Tuesday near the city 100 miles southeast of Fairbanks. Law enforcement officers were attempting to arrest 59-year-old Daniel Dwayne Jensen Jr. Following an investigation by troopers, Jensen was sought on a warrant for counts of sexual abuse of a minor. Names of the officers who fired weapons will be released 3 days after the shooting. And finally, a new state economic report predicts Alaska will see small and slow job growth in 2020. The Peninsula Clarion reported analysis by the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development indicates a growth rate of 0.3% or about 1,100 new jobs.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
These are dark times in Fairbanks. The sun rises late and it goes to bed early. Most of my driving is done in the dark these days, and I like to have as much light on the road as possible because hitting a moose can be disastrous. Like a lot of Auto Trim Design customers, I rely on moose lights to help me avoid smacking into a swamp monster. We professionally install Vision LED light cannons and LED light bars, also VLED and Pucco LED headlight replacements. Don't live in the dark. Let us light the way. Auto Trim Design, 2550 South Cushman.
If you shoot, you know the high price of ammunition. Reloading is one good way to cut your costs. Find out if it's for you. Attend the basic reloading class taught by Kevin McCarthy at Frontier Outfitters. You'll learn the essential skills and equipment necessary to get started. Seating is limited. Don't miss basic reloading. Saturday, January 11th, 10 to 3 at Frontier Outfitters. It pays you to know basic reloading. Tickets are $40. Buy yours today. Call or visit Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, the heartbeat of Alaska.
Okay, we're back. I'm going to get off the, quote, aging defender now and move on to the ladies. So, suggestion, join the NRA. Modify your semi or get a revolver. Remember, growing old is mandatory. Growing up is optional. Okay, we're going to move on. I'm going to deal with ladies now. First, we're going to talk about the rise of the woman gunner. Female gun ownership has been on a firm ascent, and women are considered the fastest growing segment in the gun ownership demographic. Percentage of women in the U.S. who owns guns from 2005 was 13%. Now it's 23%. And it's a true story. And I'm taking this out of the NRA magazine. They were talking about a lady that was from down in Australia. And she didn't know anything about guns, was a typical Australian gal until she ran into bad guys and then realized, all right, I need to change my attitude here, especially when she moved to L.A. That's where she ran into the bad guys. So her first step was go to the gun range. So with a firearm in her hand and a target looming yards away, she found the focus that she had been seeking. She comes from the idea of this is a mindset, and it brings her all together to protect herself, et cetera, et cetera. She found that the focus she was seeking, range expeditions, became a refuge from my overthinking and often overfired mind. An outlet for being totally in the moment that mandated all my attention. So she was happy with what was going on in her mind as well as what she was accomplishing to protect herself. In the first few months of dipping into the gun culture, she felt alone as a young woman. But she wasn't the only one. And she found that before long, more female shooters started coming out to the range. More and more lining up at the bench, sometimes with a male companion. Remember, hubbies, don't teach your wife to shoot. Send them to a professional. Lining up on the bench, sometimes with male, increasing on their own with their own firearm. Gun ownership has been on a firm ascent. They're the fastest growing segment. The National Shooting Sports Foundation documented a 77% rise in female gun ownership since 2005. As do the sporting good associations, same thing, 43%. That's why you see so many women shooting in high school and shooting in college and shooting in all the sports. Phone call. I'm ready. Uh-oh. Hey, Shooter's Corner, you there? Shooter's Corner, good morning. Nope. Okay. Well, if you can... I'm sorry, go ahead. Can you hear me now? Nope. Best I can say is call back. Please. 5.4 million women, 5.4 million women in the U.S. target shoot for different reasons. Influx in women in the training classes. Joe and I saw this when we were teaching concealed carry towards the end. They were running 50% or higher women in the class. Remember, they're better shooters. They have better eye-hand coordination. We've got them back. Good morning. You're on Shooter's Corner. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, I'm not managing here.
Go ahead. Punch a button. Can you hear me now? I know you were there.
Like a mute on his phone or something.
Yeah. Get rid of the mute button. Okay. Training classes over the past 8 years. They've started magazines. The ladies have started magazines. And now the retailers have figured out this really broad market. They're gearing guns toward them with colors and whatnot and holsters and whatnot and everything connected to it. I actually went to a SHOT Show in the early 90s and ordered an AR-15 National Match. And it was Surveyor Tape Pink, because that's what the girls on that outfit's team shot professionally at Camp Perry and when they went around to shoot against law enforcement. All right. Let's see if we got the... Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now, Joe. How are you doing?
Outstanding, kind sir. Thanks for your patience, and thanks for calling back.
Well, I guess I give up.
Can you not hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Sir, yes, sir.
Just very quickly on that subject you were on before, I note that just in the past month or so, Smith & Wesson has brought out their version of the EZ in 9mm, so it's got a little more punch than a 380. Just thought I'd pass that along to everyone.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I believe that gun was actually referenced in the article, and it's much easier to work the slide, et cetera. Thank you for nailing it down to the exact gun.
Well, I can attest to that. My wife has one of those in 380, and she's able to rack the slide, and she can't do that on anything else.
Perfect.
All right, Joe.
Hey, thanks for the input. I appreciate it very much. It's good that your wife can work the slide. Now you're protected, too. So this lady's foray into firearms was actually sparked by Hurricane Katrina. She says, it changed my life. Prior to learning to shoot, she was heavy opposed to firearms ownership. But watching the aftermath, she saw a mother, desperate and scared, turned to her husband and said, what do I have to do to ensure that's never me? Self-protection became a critical component. A quarter of the women who own guns say protection's the only reason they own. 70% noted they deem the right to own guns to be a essential component of their personal sense of freedom. Some call it firearm feminism. Came with its share of backlash and criticism, many in the anti-gun crowd. However, it's essentially about equality and personal security. Smith & Wesson, like the gentleman just talked about, one of the first ones, started with the Lady Smith collection. Now there's scores of female-centric ones. Okay, basically, four minutes. Till the next, oh, I got it. Okay, there's no longer a stigma associated with women carrying firearms. You know, especially in Alaska, they have a problem down there with it. But up here, all the ladies are carrying for bears and mad mama mooses. You know, four-legged aggressors, more so than two-legged aggressors. All right. So basically what it boils down to is join the NRA. Take a woman to the range. Sign her up for a class. Find out which discipline she really enjoys and make sure that you do some of that so that she can learn to be safe from two- and four-legged aggressors, especially important in Alaska. Remember, men don't buy guns for women. She talks about that in here, too, about at the range when she saw husbands or males trying to teach and or convince the ladies what they should have. And she's coming from a background of no guns. So remember, men don't buy guns for women. Women buy guns for women after they become educated. I covered it in my first show. Husbands and boyfriends, don't teach them to shoot. Go to a professional. So I'm covering the rise of the woman gun owner because I'm going to segue right into women need to develop the concealed carry mindset. This is written by a lady who actually teaches at Gunsight. Anybody that knows anything about firearms knows the Gunsight Academy. And we got a call. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how's it?
No, it's not too bad, but I was out this morning and there was a moose that came right up on my little porch here, and she didn't want to move, and I didn't want to move either. We both looked at one another and said, go ahead, you got a free pass. Anyhow, I got to go out later on today, and I was just wondering if my ammunition is going to get thawed out so we can go ahead and target practice.
Well, you better heat your car up ahead of time for the ride out.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is, I mean, like, there's proper maintenance to any slide action, semi-automatic, whatever. I mean, you got to take them apart and clean them. If you do that, instead of carrying around in a purse or something that gets all dirty and everything, you'd be surprised how much easier it is to rack a semi-auto if it's properly maintained. But the subject is on ladies. I said most of them can outshoot a man, and that's correct. I come from a long line of female shooters, and that's one of the things that I can guarantee you. If they go get training and everything else, go to the range, they will outshoot a man probably five out of 10 times anyhow. I'll just hang up and listen to the rest of your show.
Thank you, kind sir, and appreciate the input.
All right.
And that has been my experience, especially in Alaska. Better eye-hand coordination, got no John Wayne in them. They go to a pro to learn how to do it, and they bring along maternal instinct. All that adds up to, you know what, they shoot really well. They don't have any bad habits. They haven't learned wrong. And she's walking point, taking good care of me. Okay, so now we were back on this women need to develop a concealed carry mindset. And so she was talking about the ladies, that the five most common excuses she hears about this is, well, my husband carries, so I don't need to. Her answer is, good for him. Now, what about you? You're responsible for your own defense. Plus, if you're with him, you're equally responsible for his defense, and vice versa. He's a better shot than I am. Well, that might not be true, especially under stress, and we just covered that. I agree 100%. I'm not going into a bad area. There's bad mama mooses everywhere. There's bears everywhere. It's all a bad area. So what are the chances that the chances are not zero, so why not be prepared? So I like this lady. I like her thought process as she brings these ladies into the fold. She wants, oop, I hear it.
Boy, I need to interrupt you. You can finish.
No worries. I like these new headphones. All right, let's kudo some sponsors.
Joe Nava will be right back with more Shooter's Corner.
So far, it's been a very mild winter. Like I said, so far. Don't get caught with your knickers down around your knees, though. This is Interior Alaska. It will get cold, and it's already dark. So make sure to get scheduled for your auto start, your heated seats to warm you up, and Moose Lights to light the way today at Auto Trim Design. You live in Interior Alaska, so prepare for it. And as Bob says,
we will be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
Getting out to play in Alaska is a year-round activity. So before you leave home, make sure your trailer is ready to roll. Wheel bearings to wiring and lights. Have it serviced at Arctic RV. Motorhomes, toy haulers, campers, body work to appliances. See their huge selection of RV parts as well. Alaska plays rough. Make sure you and your RV are ready for it with Arctic RV. Book your appointment now. Rough it in style. Arctic RV, 30th and Pegger.
The voice of the Golden Heart City. We are KFAR Radio.
You have so much to see in your life. For complete medical and surgical eye care, prescription lenses, and fashion eyewear, visit the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR Weather.
Look for patchy ice fog today with our high temperatures right around 40 below. We could see wind chill values as low as 65 below today. Tonight, more patchy ice fog with lows near 42 below with those wind chill values staying steady at around 55 below. Tomorrow for Friday, patchy ice fog in the morning with high temperatures actually warming up to near 30 below. Not much change for the weekend. Look for highs near 28 below with our lows right around 35 below.
We are KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, the heartbeat of Alaska.
All right, we're back. And we were talking about women developing a concealed carry mindset for two- and four-legged aggressors. She's talked about the excuses. Now she's taking them forward, developing that woman warrior. First, command presence. Includes posture, movement, eye contact, voice, and more. Remember, you're someone who is capable of defending yourself. You have done much to avoid becoming a victim. Your carriage will show it. In a personal defense situation, having a demeanor that reflects a strong ability is an important part. If you don't have the presence, you'll learn how to, they can teach you how to have it. If you're a woman, this doesn't mean you act like a man. If you're a man, it doesn't mean you act like a drill sergeant. How can you improve your command presence? Make a decision. You will fight for your life. Do it before you need it. I can vouch for this. In the summertime, I work in Juneau on the docks. I have a cruise ship pull in. 6,500 people get off that boat into a dock area as big as a football field and a half, almost two football fields. They're only going to be here for 9 hours, and then all 6,500 of them are going to try and get back on that boat. I'm one guy with one other person, two of us, dealing with 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 at one time, trying to get them back on the boat or off the boat through a restricted area as security. And I'll tell you what. Command, your presence of command is critical, and your voice is a big part of it. They just know immediately, as soon as you say something or what you do, when they look at you, this guy's in charge. I need to do what he says to do, and I can vouch that it works, especially the command voice. So we talked about, she talks about the voice, and brings it up from the abdomen, et cetera, et cetera. Then she goes into training and practice. Get training from professionals. I like the way this lady thinks. Go to a professional and learn how to do it. Get formal professional instructions from those who know how to deliver it. Get a good instructor. Joe was a perfect example. How many tens of thousands did he teach? Never heard one bad word. He was very good at it. Then separate your training from your practice. Training gives you the technology. Practice hones your skills. Now, especially for a woman, she's talking about concealed carry here now. She's talking about to dry practice your draw every morning. We used to do this when I was in prison. They taught us to do that. Every morning when you got dressed and strapped on your gun, you did 10 dry draws in the mirror. And for a lady, it's especially important because they're not always carrying in the same place depending on what they're wearing and where they're going. Is it in the purse? Is it in the bra? Is it in a paddle holster? Where have I got it today? Well, you know what? You better do those 10 dry draws in the morning before you leave so muscle memory when you're out and about today knows where that gun is that day. I thought that was a very good idea. And of course, she goes through the three safety rules. When you're going to do all this, your gun's in, she's going to do it in a safe direction. She's going to make sure the gun is unloaded, and she's always going to always got it unloaded until she's ready to use it. That's what she's doing with the dry draws. And if you have a place in the house where you do it, in the mirror, et cetera, then you go through all those steps first. And she pushes the safety big here. Always observe the safety rules. She starts slow with a deliberate half speed until she's doing it correctly. Correctly is important. And then she goes to what would happen in the real world. And she talks about that too. And we cover it in a class too, and you'll get it in a concealed carry class or most gun classes, the color code of how not to be a victim. You don't wander around in white mode. In other words, I'm totally oblivious to everything. Bad guys look at that and go, white mode, victim, you're an easy catch. And the color code proceeds from there. The next one, you're aware of your surroundings. So if anything happens, you can go to the next one, which this is hinky, I don't like this, I need to be prepared to act for whatever's going to happen. But it all starts with, don't run around in white mode. Visualizing. She talks a lot about what I just talked about, walking around, keeping totally aware, expecting, you know, being ready for anything that's going to happen. Remember last week we talked about the shoot 'em ups in America. It was in a church. You know, you don't go to church thinking you're going to have to draw your concealed carry and protect yourself. The other one was in a Walmart. You don't go to Walmart thinking, oh yeah, I got to remember, I might have to draw this and protect myself today. So engage the mind. Visualize. Fractions of a second can make a difference. You got the right to self-protection. If you're a concealed carrier, you have more options than others. The differences in what we do and how we do it, embracing the right, exercising is our best, our mindset matters. So learn to use your tools. Go to professional. Learn how to do it. Summarization, join the NRA, take a class, practice, become proficient, protect yourself from 2- and 4-legged aggressors. The concealed carry class, like we talked about last week, also gives you the law. Now, I spent a lot of time in today's class with the women. Talked a little bit about it's getting more and more, and there's a reason for it, and then talked a little bit about needing to take a class so you become proficient and comfortable. And I only touched briefly on both these. This subject was actually suggested to me by a longtime listener who said, you know, the people who need this class the most for protection are the ones that can afford it the least, especially ones in imminent danger. So I'm throwing it out there, planting a seed saying maybe a pro bono seat in each classroom or maybe 2 pro bono seats so 2 women can learn together if there's not other women in the class. Somebody smarter than me can figure out how to set this up. I'm just going to plant the seed. Maybe a few of these few pro bonos that it's, you know, would they actually need this class. Maybe they'll go on like this lady did and like the first lady from Australia did. They'll go on, follow through, and become an instructor. And then they'll be able to help get the other ladies in there that actually need this class. So I'm just throwing that out there. I thank the person who brought this to my attention, and I'm going to go ahead and back off the women now. Okay, we don't have a lot of time left. I'm going to move to Ruby. You remember towards the end of the last class we were talking about Ruby. We're finally done with Ruby. Cabin's done. I'm leaving. It's still there, by the way, and it's beautiful. Worked the fish camp, put all the fish up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now let's talk about porcupines. I told you last week I was going to cover this. Porcupines. When you get tired of eating fish in the bush, there's always a porcupine. They're a survival food. They're slow. They're lumbering. They're something you can catch in the winter with a club or a rock so you don't starve to death. So I don't normally kill porcupines in the summertime because eventually somebody in the winter might need that porcupine to actually live. But there was a lot of porcupines there. When you're tired of fish, porcupine looks good. And it was. Throw them in the fire, burns all the quills off them. Cook them like a luau in Hawaii. They were really good. It's dark, red, high, rich protein meat. Don't eat too much the first night. You'll pay the price. But after that, go ahead. The hams are delicious. We stuffed them full of potatoes and whatnot and luau'd him up, and he was really good. And he's not the first one. What you can do in the fall is, when you're grouse hunting in the fall, I do it with an air rifle. We talked about this in the first class. Air rifle, a quality air rifle with a scope. So you can drive around in the subdivisions, even close to town, that's got gravel roads after that first frost, and the grouse will be all grouped up at the bottom of the driveways to the houses. And with an air rifle, you don't make any noise, your pellet's not going to go very far, you're safe, and you can just sit there and shoot all the grouse in that group. They'll just work around wondering why Fred's doing the chicken dance and how come so-and-so's doing the chicken dance. You can clean the whole flock out while you're doing it. But my point about porcupines is, while you're doing this, you're going to find porcupines that got smacked by cars on the side of the road, or maybe even in the road. They walk like a bear with a humped back, and they walk slow, and they're pigeon-toed. So what happens is, in the fall, they're all moving around, finding new areas, especially the young ones, and a car comes along, and the pumpkin in the car clips the top of their back and breaks their back. So now they've only got their front paws to drag to the side of the road, which they do. So when I see him, I stop. And he's still alive over there, I shoot him in the head, flip him up on his back on the hood of the car. And that way I can get to the two hams and pull them out, put the rest back in the ditch. Tomorrow morning it'll be gone completely. The critters will have taken it away. And so you can collect two while you're out hunting grouse in the fall. You can go ahead and collect some hams too from the porcupines. In fact, after I 2 minutes, okay, we're running out of time. I'll save this story for next week. By the way, next week we're finally out of Ruby and we're in Hawaii, and there's a reason for that. Got to get a pilot's license and a dive rating because there's a whole lot of white mastodon ivory up the rivers from the Yukon. We'll talk about that next week. All right, hang on while I get to... I have everything in order. Unfortunately, it's too orderly. All right, like I said, next week we'll finally get out of Ruby and we'll get over to Hawaii and we'll go ahead and I'll talk about that. And yes, guns are involved. Flying is involved. Taking AK-47 rounds through the bottom of my airplane, which happened to look like a DEA airplane, that's involved. All right. Couple of minutes left. Kudo our military. You've been watching the news. They're in danger as we speak. 1 in 5 Alaskans is a vet. Remember, you're veterans. They all signed a check made out to the American people when they joined. It said, up to and including my life. They are on call 24/7, 365 until that check could, remember, that check can be cashed on any given day. Kudo our sponsors. Frontier Outfitters, Rogers Auto, Arctic RV, Auto Trim Design, thank you. Thank you very, very much. You've been sponsoring Joe's show. I appreciate it. He appreciates it. Thank you very, very much. Kudo Troy. Thank you, Troy, for taking care of the book, or taking care of the board. For Chris, thank you for putting it in the archives. This show is headed for the archives. You can find it, kfarradio.com. I don't know if there's two R's there or one, but you'll find it. Safety rules. Oh, yeah. Do that at the end, too. Always keep the gun pointed in a safe direction. Always. Always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Always. Always keep the gun unloaded until you're ready to use. Always. Firearm safety. Don't bring a firearm if you're going to be stupid in a no-stupid zone. In prison, we call this job security. Impairment of any kind and firearms don't mix. Join the NRA. Take someone to a class. NRA 1-877-672-2000.
K248DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.
Amen. message to the president. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A war powers debate focusing on Iran underway in the House. Fox's Jared Halpern is live on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Nancy